Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, Hour 3. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirksen. Todd Kunin and Cal Hunter. So I was thinking about something else as Todd is scamming women on Instagram right now, my friend.
I'm scamming them now.
He finds all the attractive ladies on my Instagram that are friends that, well, believe me, I'm happily married, but that are business women and stuff, and he's like, oh, I think I'll follow her.
Yeah, he's come a long ways from calling you David.
Well, that's true. He finally understood that it's between me and my brother.
Look, at my age, the older I get, the more the hard drive's full. I just can't remember things.
Don't remind me of that right now, please. No, it's just part of life, isn't it?
You know, that's right, George. I think you're exactly right.
Thanks, Irving.
You do. Cal Hunter, our producer, thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about some interesting things. We just didn't have time to start in on the lawsuits against the PGA Tour by the Saudi backers of LIV Golf. We're going to talk about that. We've got a number of other things we want to discuss, including Marilyn Manson's accuser about the case that's going on with Marilyn Manson. She claimed that she was sexually assaulted by him. We've got a lot of things. I want to talk also about, you know, after the Texas winter storms, there's lawsuits about that going on. We want to talk about that. And there's about 20 other issues and cases that we can talk about. I always call the third hour the speed dating hour or the speed cases hour, because we're going to talk about a lot of them and just start hitting them up, boom, 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 as quick as we can. At the very end of hour three, we do a thing called Quick Takes, where after all the things we talk about for the 3 hours of live Radio Law Talk, we're going to tell you what our quick take and the most important thing you have to remember for the week. Other than that, we don't care if you remember a dang thing, right? Everyone's going, yeah.
Well,
Cal, go ahead. Yeah, well, go ahead, Cal. Just do it. Just roll it.
It's time to play Case or No Case.
You might remember this, and if you do, there's a bonus point in it for the correct name. Case or No Case goes Hollywood to tell you the story of Michael. Michael was born in 1946 and was very often used in acting, mainly on television and on occasion in a movie. His movies included Magnum Force, The Ice Pirates, Turk 182, and a handful of others. On TV, he starred and guest starred on Vegas, where Dan Tanner learned a lesson about love, Spencer for Hire, and a host of others. In 1996, he was offered the lead in a show called The Lazarus Man. However, just before production began, Michael was given the terrible news that he had been diagnosed with a synovial sarcoma, a rare cancer that attacks soft tissue. The TV production company, without asking the advice of doctors and without talking to Michael, immediately canceled the show. Michael was on an interview. He said, there's a law against what they did. They can't do that. They can't just cancel the show. They didn't ask the doctors if I could work. They didn't ask me if I wanted to go back to work or if I could. So Michael called his attorney and said he wanted to sue ABC and the producers of Lazarus Man. He said, yes, do I have a case or no case? And a bonus point, if you can identify Michael, Todd Kunin, your bowling alley on this one. This is right up for your alley.
My bowling alley, yeah, huh? Well, you know, now my bowling alley, and you've given me the 7-10 split. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Look, this is a true scenario. this, because I vaguely remember hearing about this. I'm always hesitant to say that, because then if it turns out to be something, you know, completely fictitious, then it makes me wonder how much of my reality is skewed.
Suppressed memory.
What's that called? The Mandela effect?
Yes, exactly.
Where you think you're convinced something happened and
yeah,
it didn't.
That's it, yeah.
So this is a scenario, but it did not result in a lawsuit. I'll just leave it.
Don't say the name.
I'm not going to say the name now because I can't think of the name right now. I'm actually banking on Denise taking a while and you taking a while, and so I can think over the break as to the name of the actor. But did the name Michael, was this a fictitious name? Or
no. It's part of his name. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know who it is.
Okay.
All right.
But I'm going to say scenario, but no case.
Okay, Denise, what say you about the story of Michael and the canceled show?
Well, I think this was just so incredibly sad because they just presumed he wasn't going to live, and they presumed he wasn't going to be able to do the work, and there really was no evidence that he couldn't do it, and he wanted to fight for his life, and I think this helped to end his life early, to be candid. So,
it's a case then.
It's not a case. It's not. It could have been, but it was not a case. He didn't live long enough to sue.
All right. I'm saying it's a case, and he did sue, but it was settled out of court, and I know exactly who this person is.
All right, Fred, since you know who it is, Todd,
okay.
Do you mind
Todd, can you really go yes first, or no? Do you know who it is? Because we have to say,
well,
have to give a, once we give a name, you got to say that's not it.
I have a name in mind.
Okay, everybody have a name in mind?
Yes, I have a name in mind.
Do you? Would you like to do it first?
Yes.
No.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Michael Landon.
Oh, my God, that's what I said.
You're right, that's what you said?
Okay, so we have two Michael Landons. Todd, whom's what say you?
I think it's Kevin Sorbo.
Another good guess. Both of you, I love how Radio Law Talk brings out the best in you.
Yes.
Because here's the story. His name was Robert Michael Ulrich. Ulrich.
Oh,
I should have. Spencer for Hire.
Yeah, Spencer for Hire. Yes. Well,
Ulrich.
I did give it away. And Michael took them to court. But before there was a verdict, ABC saw the writing on the wall and settled out of court. Still, the show remains canceled, and Robert Michael Ulrich has since passed on.
Did he get a settlement? They settled it, right?
Settled it, yeah.
They did settle it. You got,
I got two,
and we did not.
Woo!
Yes.
I thought that was Michael Landon, because that sounded like the Michael Landon, didn't it, Denise?
It did.
It sure does, yeah.
Cal, that was a great find.
You needed that extra point.
And by the way, since nobody got the name, Denise, I want 1 point, if you please.
No, I got the name. No, you're right. We didn't.
Nobody
you're right.
No,
we didn't. We said Michael Landon.
We always get, if you get it right,
you
get 3 points.
He gets three.
Okay, but that's just a name, and it was a bonus point. So
No, three points.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, let's roll out with some music, man.
We have a little while to go here.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, okay, so that's the end of Case or No Case. Next week, he's going to have three new case or no cases that everybody wants. But let me tell you, Michael Landon, I remember I followed, you know, look, Little House on the Prairie, right? Didn't everybody watch that?
Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah,
he was a hard-working guy, right?
And when he got that cancer,
hurt my heart.
That's a guy that kind of was, it was like, wow. Really?
Yeah, he was so gorgeous.
And he not only that, he was just, he seemed so alive right prior to his death, because they interviewed him on Johnny Carson, and I watched that sometimes. My wife and I were Johnny Carson fans.
I loved Johnny Carson.
I'm telling you, we go to bed. We were in college at the time. It was in the mid-'80s, and we go to bed, and we'd turn on the TV with the remote, which is we didn't have a remote, and we had no kids at the time.
You were the remote.
So, that's what I'm saying. The remote. I used to be the remote, so we used to have our kids be the remote. But we loved watching Michael.
My favorite Johnny Carson was when that big monkey or orangutan was on there. He was a little baby, and the big eyes and the hair standing up, and his little foot goes down there.
And he cuddles with
Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was so incredibly funny.
Johnny Carson had a logo. When we come back, we're going to talk about the PGA Tour lawsuit, and then we're going to do a bunch of quick ones, quick cases. We'll be back.
Well, lots of stuff straight ahead. The heavy content is coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, RadioLawTalk.com, and many great local radio stations. Thank you for listening to us by whatever means. We'll be back.
and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief
Shop. Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I think Brad's the best. I mean at this time.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So LIV, it means the Roman numeral 54, which is a score if every hole were birdied on a par 72 golf course. And that's originally why they set that up. And the LIV golf... And you had another, you can bring up another.
Well, 54 is also the number of holes that you would play on a 3-day tournament, with 18 holes being played each day, which is a common light.
So the Saudis put some big money into saying, look, we're going to compete against the PGA because we want tournament. Because PGA says this is where we're doing tournaments, and I think the Saudis wanted more tournaments in, you know, the Middle East. And so they came out with the amount of money that they receive are that their second, this is their second season. They're offering $25 million in prize money in 13 events with a $50 million payout for the team championship finale. It is the amount of money they're throwing. And by the way, kind of helped the PGA. They increased the amount of money they're paying their purses. From $20 million prize money, they have a four-man team that offers an additional $5 million purse. They started increasing things. Let's put it that way. So what happened is this new golf association, this is their second year, the winner or the top guy that jumped from the PGA to this golf the LIV was, what's the guy's name?
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
And apparently they pay them to jump over there. Dustin Johnson made $35.6 million last year playing in that tournament. So they can't play in this one and in the PGA. In fact, there was lawsuits that didn't Mickelson bring saying, you can't stop me from going to another playing with someone else.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, the lawsuit's an antitrust lawsuit. And essentially it's saying that PGA Golf is the only game in town for, they've got smaller tours, but as far as the big tour is concerned, it's the only game in town in the United States. And the other allegation is that the PGA Tour exacerbated this problem when they forbade some of their players or their players from playing in both the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. You have to pick one or the other. And antitrust lawsuits are all about protecting the rights of the consumer. So who is the consumer? It's the viewers and stuff. And so one of the arguments here is that, well, the PGA's rules now are preventing the consumer from seeing the best golfers play against each other because of this rule that if you're on the LIV Tour, you can't golf in the big events on the PGA Tour. And, you know, we'll see how that one shakes out. But
who's the competition to Coke?
Pepsi.
Who's the competition to, let's say, the... Well, I'm going to say I can use things. Well, I mean, ones after one, you know, anything,
yeah,
right?
Fred, I come from a criminal law background.
Yeah.
So when you say what's the competition for Coke, my first meth.
Okay. Doesn't this take you back though to the days of the National Football League and the AFL when they were competing for players back in the day?
Right, but guess what? You know, who's the NFL competes? They have the XFL now, whatever.
Right.
But guess what? Who's the competition of the PGA? No one. They have no competition. There's nobody. So
well, that's
interesting.
What the LIV is trying to become.
That's what they're trying to become. And
that's
and
why I think this is going to be an interesting case.
Yeah, so we're going to be watching this case to see what happens. But I tell you, there's some people making a lot of money. This LIV, they've got, you know, and I guess they're, again, they're going to start deposing these individuals. Maybe I didn't catch it. I usually listen. But the Foreign Sovereignty Act, you can't depose them, but this, you went over that, right, Todd? You talked about
I didn't. That was
no.
The next. So,
oh, I didn't know. Go, keep going.
So the Saudi nationals who are behind, it was the Saudi nationals and Greg Norman. Remember the shark? He was really spearheaded and recruited a lot of players to go play for the LIV Tour. And it was the Saudi nationals money behind it. And well, they filed a lawsuit. The Saudis did with some tour players. And the PGA is like, all right, let's gear up for litigation. We want to depose you. And the Nationals said, you can't. We are foreign sovereigns. You can't depose us. And, well, the judge in this case, Judge Susan Van Coolen, ruled, yes, they can.
They initiated the suit. They can't hide behind that now.
You can't initiate the suit and then say, heads we win, tails you lose, you don't get to talk to us. Yeah, no.
But I think there's the reason why was interesting. That upholds they cannot be deposed, but there's an exception if they're doing some sort of corporate business as a, you know, Saudi prince or whatever, they can't hide behind that. And that's what she said, that is, PIF is not a mere investor in this Gulf, but it's moving force behind the founding, the funding, the oversight, and the operation of the Gulf.
Right. So where a private party engages in trade or and traffic or commerce,
yeah,
then they submitted basically to a different.
Yeah. It's the commercial activity exception to the sovereign immunity, foreign
sovereign
immunity.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't have that, can you imagine what foreign nationals would be able to do to come in and set up businesses and do all these things? And, ha-ha, you can't depose
us. You can't sue me.
Ah, yeah, but I get to do all this stuff. So.
Well, we talked about the Danny Masterson the trial. Remember, he was found not guilty, right? It was a hung jury. And, Todd, tell us about a hung jury, what that means.
Well, I'm sure Denise would love to elucidate that.
But I'm just saying, the reason, why do I pick on Todd? Because he's a former prosecutor with the DA's office.
So, because he loves hung jurors.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the hung jury system, while the two of them talk about the difference between the
why
two.
Why does Todd always pick on Denise about hung jury? Because it always makes her laugh.
That's I know. We'll be back. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. As Fred told you, stay tuned as the program has a little while to go. And you won't want to miss any of it. There's lots coming up right here on many great local radio stations and also on RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
USA News Update. The White House pledges federal resources to East Palestine, Ohio for as long as it takes following a toxic train derailment. Federal resources from the EPA, CDC, and other agencies have been deployed to the town to help with water and air quality testing. Governor Mike DeWine says there are no signs of contaminants.
We've gone into hundreds and hundreds of people's houses to test that air. It's good.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Department of Transportation is working to get to the bottom of what caused the February 3rd wreck and promised to hold the train's operator accountable. Some residents say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea after being allowed back home. 1 week after a hospital stay, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. An aide says he could be there for a few weeks. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Oh, rifle time. We're going through a whole bunch of cases. Danny Masterson, we're talking about. What, Todd, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
It was a hung jury. That, in other words, they didn't agree, but it was like most of them. Most of the jurors in the former trial were on Masterson's side.
That's right. So Danny Masterson, who gained fame by being part of that 70s show with Ashton Kutcher and Topher Grace, and why is the name of the girl escaping me? She's married to Ashton Kutcher now. She's former... anyway, so...
Oh my
God. She does the voice for Meg in The Family Guy. Anyway, so Masterson.
She was one of the naughty mothers.
Yes.
In that mother show.
Masterson was tried last year, into late last year, for three counts of sexual based crimes against three accusers against various accusers, and the jury came back deadlocked, commonly referred to as a hung jury. It's where they're not able to unanimously arrive at either a conviction or not guilty. But the interesting thing is that the prosecution is choosing to retry, which is their right to do. Doesn't violate double jeopardy because there's been no conclusion of the case. But the curious thing is the prosecution is choosing to retry these cases when the split for these was on one count 10-2, 10 jurors versus 2 jurors to acquit on one count, 8-4 to acquit on another count, 7-5 to acquit on a third count. All of those, the majority had voted in favor of acquittal. Now, when I was a prosecutor back in my day, look, you'd get a mistrial, a hung jury, and if it was 10 to 2 to convict, you'd retry it. 11 to 1, you'd retry it. 9 to 3, you'd retry it. The more that split got closer to 6-6, the more you really had to think, is this really worth retrying?
Right.
And the L.A. County DA's office is going to move forward. That trial, the retrial, is set for the 11th of April. And this was after the defense had made a motion to the court to dismiss the charges in the interest of justice because the split was so one-sided. Now, interestingly enough, the reason they know about it, when the jury comes back and tells the judge we're deadlocked, it's common for the judge to say, okay, without telling me whether it's for guilt or innocence, what's the split? And so the jurors would say it was 10 to 8 to 4, 7 to 5. But the reason they know what it is, that would have to be because some jurors stuck around and talked to the attorneys after the case, which they're free to do, and let the jurors know, okay, these were the things that we saw. And maybe the prosecution heard something in talking to the jurors about, well, we were curious about this, and these were the hang-ups, and so if you shore that up, maybe you'll have a better go of it. And maybe that's why the prosecution decided to go again. But that retrial starting April 11th.
But doesn't that kind of do, can you hear me, Cal? Is that me? Good? Okay. Maybe my ears don't hear very well. Doesn't that kind of bother you a little bit that the government can do, you know, it's pretty dang clear what the jury said.
Yeah.
And, you know, why are you going after them? You know,
election year? I mean,
what is the, why? That's pretty dang obvious the jury said it ain't going to work. But how much longer can they do that, Todd? Can they keep pursuing? What if there's another hung jury? Can they still do it again?
You can. I know of cases that have gone three times. The more you do, though, the more likely it is a judge is going to say, no, I'm putting this one to rest. This is done. But the interesting thing here is that the prosecution has also said they're looking for an additional witness who can corroborate some other witnesses' testimony, and maybe that's what some of the jurors said. Like, look, we had to vote to acquit because this juror didn't have any corroboration, but if you had corroboration for that, maybe we would have changed. That might have been what they said.
My feeling on it was that they had some additional information that they believed they could obtain, and that's why they're doing another shot at it.
So if that's...
How do they afford it? I guess they have to get a. They break them. I guess I know a guy that happened to. I think it's three times they pursued it and finally got him, and he finally went to jail. But he was a very wealthy individual and came. He was like living in an apartment. He was broke. And go ahead, Cal.
California caller wants to know: has there ever been a unanimous hung jury where a jury may not agree on the facts and they've just decided, we're not going to do this anymore, we're done? I mean, it has to be split by definition, right?
Well, a unanimous hung jury would be a contradiction of terms. Hung jury is a colloquialism for a mistrial where the jury cannot unanimously agree on a verdict one way
or another.
That's what
I tried to tell him, but he said, well, you know. So.
But if there are jurors... Here's the thing. This is what you always worry about as an attorney, is jurors doing what the caller has suggested. Either way, you worry about jurors that are just like, you know what, we're tired of this. Let's just go ahead and all vote guilty so we can get home. We all just vote not guilty because we're tired of being here. Either way, that just tramples on due process.
Yeah.
But
more on the
can't
person,
say it doesn't happen.
Yeah, person being prosecutor,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And would you know if it happened? I mean, would the jury say, we just got sick of this, we're done?
Yeah, they can walk out and say, no, I'm not going to talk to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
Sometimes juries walk out and they just don't even want to talk to you.
So it may happen and we don't know. It's possible.
Know, but yeah. It's interesting how, I guess it depends on depends who the prosecutor you get in your case, right? Or who the prosecutor, the supervisor is on that case.
I would think in a case like this, that's one that kind of went up the chain. And look, if there's a specific witness that they're looking for and they think, look, that would have just changed the ballgame. All right. Maybe.
Tell us about Marilyn Manson.
Well, Marilyn Manson, his real name is Warner, Brian Warner, and he's kind of, I think people kind of got caught up in that YouTube moment with him. Not YouTube, U2 moment with him. Me too.
Yes.
Yeah. And it started with a person named Rachel Wood, and she basically came out and accused him of, you know, bad things in a relationship, that he was abusive and sexually, you know, attacked her and all
kinds of stuff. And they were boyfriend and girlfriend at one time?
Yes. In fact, all of these women that came forward had been in a relationship with him. And Marilyn Manson, if anybody knows, he's a musician, but he also dresses up and has a costume and you know, kind of like Kiss in the face mask.
He's a character, right?
Well, I'd say a little more, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. Just a demonic kind of a look
demonic,
or whatever.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
And, but he's a very talented musician, and he does make quite a bit of money. So a bunch of other women kind of got on the bandwagon. And this one particular firm, the attorney named Elwinger, he was representing several of these women. And most recently, Ashley Morgan Smithline, who had previously accused Manson of raping and abusing her during their two-year on-and-off relationship, she basically at some point became non-represented by an attorney, and she was in federal court. And she did not meet deadlines of getting new representation by December 5th, 2022, and her federal case had been dismissed without prejudice. She can bring it again. But what's interesting about this is that somehow Marilyn Manson's attorneys obtained communication by text message between Smithline and her attorney, Elwinger, and presumably Smithline would have had to have given that information to them. Otherwise, how can they raise it in court? But Elwinger did a motion to stop representing her or to withdraw from the case. And these text
That's
messages
her attorney.
Came
That's
out.
Her attorney.
Yes, her former attorney. So now we know that Marilyn Manson now has come out and said, we're really glad that Smithline got, you know, her sense about her and allowed for this case to be dismissed. And they were very nice to her. They did not, like, say anything negative. They just said, we wish her well. We'll continue to work to assure that significant price will be paid to those who tried to abuse our legal system. And they basically, I think, kind of put the ball in the attorney's court by saying the attorney had done something wrong. But not directly. They didn't say it directly.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with not the attorney. A lot of times it's the attorney just doesn't see, reading between the lines, they just don't see a case anymore and they move on. And it's hard for them to find someone else because the other attorney's like, yeah, we don't see it either. So we don't know what's going on, but at least for now, Marilyn Manson has won that one. We'll be back and we got more lawsuits talking. We're going to talk about a Texas lawsuit and Todd's got he's going to talk about his cat probably. We'll be back.
More coming up on Radio Law Talk, including quick takes in our upcoming final segment right here on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, Radio Law.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com.
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. You better listen to us.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
A lot of lawsuits or issues going on in Connecticut with the transgender swimmer issue. Isn't that correct, Todd? You've got a follow-up on that.
So pretty rare move by the courts. There was in Connecticut, a group of four called cisgendered individuals had filed a lawsuit way back in 2020, and the lawsuit was based upon the fact that, look, allowing transgendered athletes to compete against women in female track and field events is unfair because the transgendered athletes are winning all the events, or the overwhelming majority of them. Well, that case made its way through the courts. It got up to the appellate level in Connecticut, and the appellate court said, no, we do not believe that essentially that there's any competitive advantage, and overturned the rule that would have only allowed biological females to compete. Or upheld the rule that allowed transgender athletes to compete in women's sports. And that was in December that they upheld it. Well, here we are 2 months later, and the same federal panel has voted to reconsider the case. Mm. And that just – I mean, even though the four named plaintiffs have already graduated and moved on, obviously this presents something that could be a recurring situation that the court would have to address, but they have voted to reopen and reconsider the merits of the case, and we'll see how that shakes out. But
and in bank, right? Doesn't that mean that the whole entire panel is going to hear it? Because before it was just three members of the panel.
That is correct. The entire panel is going to hear this. And so we'll follow that to see how they rule, but not a very common move for that to happen.
In February 2021, a storm in Texas was devastating. A lot of people died because of this. The storm, and it was freezing. It got so cold that the pipes broke, et cetera, et cetera. This is something we're just going to tell you. So the two-year statute limitation is running. So all of a sudden now the lawsuits are flying for individuals who lost their homes or their homes were damaged. People lost their lives. And there's arguments that the lawyers are making that these devastated winter storms of February 2021, who's going to be liable are the – basically, the companies that have the gas companies, the electricity companies that people were not able to, receive electricity or gas, and some of them got frostbite and broken pipes and houses damaged, et cetera, et cetera. So
isn't that where the whole kind of infrastructure, like the electrical grid, also went down?
Oh, they shut it down. They didn't go down. Right. They shut it down because it couldn't handle. They're saying the argument is for the plaintiffs is you should have been more prepared and should have known about it. So, but the Texas Supreme Court is weighing in whether or not electric. There's a law basically in Texas that electricity, electrical companies are generally speaking not going to be held liable for stuff like this, and but it's going back up to the Supreme Court to see what happens. As for now, the district court is dropping out and dropping the lawsuits and saying they're not liable, some of the electric companies. But don't forget, there's multiple people down the line, not just the electrical company, but the ERCOT, the local district judge, say is not liable. But that's going up to the Supreme Court. That's one we're going to follow. Denise, you've got one.
Yeah. In 2010, Live Nation merged with Ticketmaster. And we've heard a lot about this merger. It was initially approved with some conditions. But we now know that there's been a lot of lawsuits that have been filed against this entity because of what happened in the botched sale of Taylor Swift's tickets, whereby it favored certain people. The fact that they could buy a bunch of tickets and then resell them at a huge, huge profit. And so it's involved in like anti-competitive practices, and even the Department of Justice has now opened an antitrust investigation. But the Ninth Circuit has just dismissed all of these suits. And how come they did that? Because in the body of the user contract was a arbitration agreement, and that arbitration agreement was found to be binding on all of these different plaintiffs. So they have to go to arbitration first and exhaust that method before they can refile. So all those cases have been dismissed. So it's kind of an interesting thing.
We're following that too. Here's an interesting one: the concussion lawsuits, right? That are going on. There is a well-known I never heard of the guy named Colin Finnerty, who is a Division II quarterback for Grand Valley State. And Grand Valley State is in, I knew it, I knew this answer. I forgot.
Indiana,
you're right, Grand Valley State. But he played in the early 2000s and set all types of records and was a phenomenal player, but he's a quarterback. He's had a lot of health, he's had some health problems, and according to the NCAA, health problems and addictions, and they sued saying that his death at age 30 in 2013, May of 2013, by the way, let me repeat that. He died in May of 2013 at the age of 30. That long ago, and this is just finishing up this case. They're claiming that the multiple head blows while being an NCAA football player, they knew about it, should have done something about it, and or didn't warn these individuals about the effects of these blows to the head. Well, the jury came back and found the NCAA not liable. And so another blow to individuals who are claiming through football the CTE injuries, because his cause of death did say CTE on apparently is what it said. So anyway, the jury's like, nope, it's not the NCAA's fault that if a person, and there's no proof, they're saying there's no proof that was causally related to his death. Also, by the way, just an FYI, in November, a Los Angeles jury recently found for the NCAA in an individual from a USC linebacker, Matthew G., sought $55 million, filed by his lawsuit by his wife, and saying the same argument, and the jury, and even in Los Angeles, said, no, sorry, the NCAA is not liable. So there's still more of those lawsuits going on, and we're going to follow those. Todd, any final thoughts, arguments,
I'm wondering, are the jury saying they should have known? I mean, what's the main argument that carried the day?
Two things. Number one, they should have warned them of this, and they should have known, and they put them basically in harm's way is what their argument is, right? But the issue is warning. And I've seen the stickers. You go with those football helmet sticker, there's stickers on it that say, you know, warning. You know, they got all these warning stickers on them. So
yeah,
I know. But they there's the warning. They can argue, hey, we put the warning stickers on there. So sometimes, Cal, you just have to say, I don't know, this has been going on quite some time, and they continue to fight these cases. So any last words, Denise or Todd, prior to us going to the case or no? I mean, going to the quick takes.
Well, the one thing I would say is that in a case like this, it's a jury case. So it's not like it sets a legal precedent like a court of appeal would or things like that. However, practically speaking, an attorney may look at this and go, well, that's the way the jury is kind of going here. But to answer your question, like I kind of got, Cal, if this sets any sort of legal precedent
right.
in subsequent cases, no, it does not, unless it gets appealed and then something is decided as a result of that down the road.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough. You know what I love about this show?
Yes.
The end. When we do quick take. And Denise, I'll bet you have one.
I do. You know, when I consider what's going on in Meghan Markle's life, I have to say, my older sister and I, we're only 2.5 years apart in difference in age, but our recollection of our childhoods are dramatically 180% different.
Wow. I'm sure that's
better,
true.
Better hanging out with you. That was a better life, right? Let me tell you about mine. Okay, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, seriously, do people really care? Look, I don't know what to talk about. I guess we care because I talked about it. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com and tell me why we should care. Todd.
Mila Kunis.
Yes.
That's my quick take. Mila Kunis, the name of the actress that I could not remember from that 70s show.
We'll be back.
How dare me.
We'll be back next week, 9 to noon Pacific time, live. Appreciate you joining Radio Law Talk.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available all the time via podcast, on demand, through every great podcaster in the country, and also free at RadioLawTalk.com. All you have to do is select your episode, and you'll be able to participate just like that.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.